We all have two people. We all have two people. And I'm not saying you're crazy. We have the easy voice, which is that 20% telling yourself that I'm easy at 90% of my full potential, maybe 100% at that 20%. That's that voice that we all love. This other voice that we walk very far away from is the voice saying, hey man, you ain't doing shit. So we try to get this voice out of our head completely. And we live over here in this land. So what you have to do first is turn up this voice over here. The voice saying things to you that aren't nice. That it's in our head saying, you know what, man? Dude, you're not doing shit. And it's not putting yourself down. People take this the wrong way in this new society. I'm not saying to put yourself down. I'm saying listen to the truth. And the truth isn't in the 20%. The truth is in this other part of your brain saying, look, man, you're wasting a bunch of percentage here. We have 80 more percent that we're not tapping into because in this other 80% is suffering, pain, failure, self-doubt, darkness, and then a whole bunch of light.
So easy to put things off. So easy to say, you can do it tomorrow. Well, I want you to reprogram your brain and tell yourself that tomorrow is not a viable option. Tomorrow doesn't work. You do it today. You get it done today. That's what you do. Go get some.
The mind is a medieval motherfucker. It's constantly fighting against you. It's the only thing in the history of the fucking world that shows up on time, every time. It has a tactical advantage over you. It knows your fears. It knows your insecurities. It knows everything about you. It might be the only thing in that world that knows all about you. You gotta know about it. It's gonna show up when you don't wanna show up. It's gonna show up at the worst time possible when you wanna be successful. It's gonna say, take the easy road. Take the easy way out.
But to get to this light, you gotta go through all of this shit. So a lot of us know that. So everybody goes, how do you do that? You know exactly how to do that. It's all back down to a very primitive mindset of we just have to do. It's like breathing. Breathing becomes normal. Like we don't know that we're doing it. That's how you have to live your life. When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do. It's what we do now. That's your new norm.
Because they're going to talk to you. And they're going to lie to you. They're going to tell you that it's going to get colder. They're going to tell you that the evolution isn't going to end. They're going to tell you that you're too weak. They're going to tell you things isn't worth it. They're going to tell you that you're too big, you're too small, you're too short, you're too tall. They're going to tell you things to try and get you to quit. And they're lying to you. All kinds of negative stuff out there. You're gonna hear it from other people. You're gonna hear it in your own head. Don't listen to it. They're lying. Don't let that happen. You're in charge.
There's so many times in life you don't want to be doing what the fuck you're doing. You can't just fucking quit. Remember this. It's in the hobby. It's in the fucking joke. It's a fucking lifestyle. So what you say to yourself is important. There's no fucking coach. There's no trainer to keep you going. It's only you. Stay uncommon amongst uncommon people. You're never done. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done. Stay hard.
Every day, do something that moves you toward that goal, that keeps that goal alive and in sight and in focus. However small or insignificant that step might seem, take it. Do it. Make it happen. Because that goal isn't going to achieve itself.
You think things are gonna just go your way? Well, they're not gonna just go your way. You gotta make them go your way. You think things are gonna just happen for you? Well, they're not just gonna happen for you. You gotta make them happen. Each Monday, go make things happen.